It's the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Well, hello, Beth. It's nice to finally speak with you.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. I love your show. And I just could really use some help getting some answers, so much appreciated.
Awesome. Well, hopefully we can get some answers for you. Let's start from the beginning, shall we? How did you meet Reuben?
Well, I've known Reuben since we were little kids. We went to preschool together, believe it or not. And I've always had a thing for him, you know, over the years. But nothing came of it ever until recently.
Okay. So did you guys always keep in touch, that kind of thing? Like, how did you start dating?
No, we would, like, see each other around, but I ran into his mom. Like, I hadn't seen him for quite a while.
Okay.
But I ran into his mom, who I, of course, know over the years and at least acquainted with. And it was nice seeing her. We just chatted for a little bit. And then shortly thereafter, he messaged me on Facebook.
Okay. Nice. So do you think, like, his mom put in, like, a good word for you? Like, she's trying to set the two of you up?
She must have, right? Definitely. Because, suddenly we're talking. And I thought, great, that sounds good to me. I always liked him.
So when did you stop hearing from him?
Ever since Thanksgiving. I haven't heard from him. I was invited over for dinner.
On Thanksgiving?
So I went.
Okay.
On Thanksgiving, yeah. I know. I don't know. I mean, maybe, you know, holidays aren't a big deal for everybody. So I figured, okay, they're having a nice dinner. So I went, and I don't know if I did something wrong when I was there. I hope not, because that would feel really embarrassing, but literally nothing is coming to mind.
Was that your first date, that Thanksgiving dinner?
No.
Okay.
No, we went out twice before then. We went out twice. We had had two dates, and I thought they went really well. I had a lot of fun. He seemed to have a lot of fun. We were, you know, going. Seemed to be going swimmingly, so I thought, all right, I'll go to dinner.
That's interesting. Maybe it does have something to do with Thanksgiving. Yeah. I don't know, but we'll find out. Let's give him a call right now, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Today's Variety, your 106.3. It's Mandy in the Morning, and we just spoke with Beth about her date with Reuben. She actually went to his house for Thanksgiving, hasn't heard from him since. So we're going to call him up right now and find out what is going on.
Hello?
Hi, Reuben. This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. This is Reuben, right?
Yeah, what's up?
We were actually contacted by Beth. Do you remember Beth?
Oh, my God, yo. She's crazy, B. Yo.
Okay, so why do you think she's crazy?
Bro, she came to Thanksgiving. She wasn't even invited. Yo, she straight up showed up like a psycho, man. Who show up to somebody else's house for Thanksgiving, man?
She said she was invited.
Pop up.
She said she was invited.
I sure the hell didn't invite her, yo. For real. I ain't even trying to do the commitment thing or anything like that, man. Like seriously, something afoot, bruh. Oh. Something is afoot, man.
Your mom invited me over. She said, what? She said you forgot?
Oh, man.
I was under the impression.
So now you're listening on the calls, too, now. You calling people and you listening in and everything, playing whatever.
I'm not listening. What? Oh, come on. What? I'm not listening.
You playing games, man.
Calls.
Look.
Like, we called you. Yes, and playing a little fun game here on the radio with you.
Oh, my.
It's true, but dude, I was invited over to dinner. Why are you saying you're calling me psycho?
No, you wasn't, man. No, you weren't.
I was a very lovely dinner guest. Yes, I was. Your mom invited me over. She said you meant to send me an invite, but forgot and asked me to come over. So I came over, assuming you guys were running it in on it together.
Reuben, it sounds like your mom is trying to hook you up,
bro. Like, my mom.
I'm sorry. I thought you knew.
So, like, whatever. I don't know. I don't know what she said to you, because she likes to, she loves to get in people's business, man. But like, I never invited you. If somebody else invites you to dinner and say it's for me, why wouldn't I do it? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand. If I'm inviting you somewhere, I would be the one. I wouldn't forget.
Reuben, it sounds like you need to talk to
me for an entire dinner.
Because you was there, man. It's Thanksgiving. What I'm supposed to do, man? Like, come on now. Like,
you seemed very pleasant. You were smiling the whole time. I mean, I didn't even.
Throw turkey in your face? Like, what you expect me to do, man? Like, come on.
Reuben.
Put me aside. Say, Beth, what are you doing here? It feels weird to me. Like, I'm a grown woman. I'm not trying to crash anybody's party.
Reuben, it sounds like you need to talk to your mom.
I was already out the station at that point, man. I'm like, look, I don't know. You crazy. You showing up to people's house. Who knows? You may pick up a knife or a fork or something and try to do this. So I don't even know. But here's the thing, man. I never called you to come over there. you just popping up, just you should know in your head that that ain't right, man. You just show up to somebody's house, man. Like, come on, man.
Ruben,
I assumed you and your mother were a little more on the same page.
Yeah, Ruben, it sounds like you
well,
might.
She the person I'm. She the first person I'm gonna have to talk to when I'm done whatever the hell that whatever you're trying to make this out.
Okay.
On radio, whatever the hell they're trying to do right now, but trust. Trust.
I'm trying to make anything. I'm just being romantic or something.
That's a whole other discussion. I deal with her, you know what I'm saying? But, like, as far as you, man, like, you can't just be showing up like that, man. That's crazy. Ruben,
this sounds like it's...
You know that ain't right.
Some big misunderstanding, like your mom kind of jumped and interfered here. So I suggest maybe you call her and find out what's going on just to make sure. But I do want to know, like, are you interested in seeing Beth again at all? Because it sounds like
I'll take that. Hold on a second. As long as she don't text my mother, man. Like, seriously, like leave, text me, and then maybe we can see. But I don't understand, like, you working through my mom's and then third parties and then calling whoever DJs and stuff from the... Come on, man. It's too much, man. It's too much.
I did text you, and you didn't text back. I'm happy not to talk with your mother. I didn't mean to get in the middle of anything. I just thought this might be a fun thing to do, so...
Look, it's too early for all this, man. I gotta go, man.
Hello? Beth, I'm so sorry. Well, hopefully he gets in touch with you and things get worked out, but at least you know now what's going on.
That's pretty mortifying, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm so sorry.
Thanks for trying.
Your 106.3. Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Your 106.3.